Okay, we are here with our third Mock Caldecott podcast, right, girls?
Mm-hmm.
And who am I here today with?
Michaela.
And?
Sydney.
Michaela and Sydney. Girls, what book are we talking about today?
Claymates.
The words are by Dev Petty. Mm-hmm. And the pictures are by?
Lauren Eldridge.
Nice job, Lauren Eldridge. All right, girls, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on Claymates. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about this book first?
Sure.
Tell us what it's like or what it's about.
So there are these little clay animals, and they get switched a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, they can switch themselves, or Dev Petty will, or Lauren Eldridge will.
Oh, the illustrator comes in?
Yeah.
Do we ever get to see her face?
She's not really an illustrator, though. She's more like a sculptor.
Oh, yeah. We're going to call her a sculptor today.
Yes.
I like that. The sculptor, Lauren Eldridge.
But you can only see her hands.
You can only see her hands. So what do you mean that these figures can sculpt themselves?
Well, her hands are way bigger than the clay.
Oh, yeah.
The gray sculptor.
Yeah.
He likes to, he goes for stuff.
Yeah, he goes for just different.
He does anything.
Yeah, he really does
anything.
He's
very curious.
He's very curious. I like that. So he starts out as what?
He starts out
as a wolf.
Mm-hmm. And then the brown lump of clay starts out as a
owl.
Our lump.
And then the sculptor, Lauren Eldridge, walks out of the room. And then what kind of happens?
They change themselves into different animals.
And then one makes itself a cyclops.
What?
And then the brown one is like, what are we going to do? She's going to notice that we've changed ourselves.
Oh, and then they try to go back into something, but we can't give that part away, right?
Nope,
can't give that away. Girls, that was a good description. It's kind of a hard book to describe, right?
Yeah.
Because you just really need to see it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it's kind of a brilliant book, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
It is fun.
And they are best friends.
Oh, the gray clay and the brown clay are best friends? I like that.
They have eyes.
They do have eyes. Their eyes are very expressive, aren't they?
Yes.
Girls, why did you like this book?
Because, Claymates, the owl and the wolf, mm-hmm. they're very funny and they have big imaginations and uh-huh. they're cute.
Uh-huh. I like that. Did you like the title of the book or would you give it a different title?
I like the title of the
book.
So you'd keep it?
That's good. Yeah.
Is there anyone, either the gray clay or the brown clay or the illustrator, would you like to meet any of them in real life?
Yes. I would like to meet all of them.
You'd like to meet all of them? Anyone in particular?
The illustrator or the sculptor.
Oh, it wouldn't be fun to meet Lauren?
I would want to meet the brown one.
The brown lump of clay?
Mm-hmm.
The owl?
Yeah.
Cool. What's one thing you could ask either Dev Petty or Lauren Eldridge? How did you come up with this book? Would you want to ask Dev that or Lauren that?
I would actually want to ask Lauren, how she, came up with, sculpting them.
Oh, yeah, okay. And Sydney, what would you want to ask?
I would want to ask, the same thing as Michaela. Why did you want to make a book of animals that are, clay?
Uh-huh. That's a good reason. It's a good question. Why should other people read Claymates?
Well, they're very funny, if mm-hmm. you like funny books.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're very specific about everything that they do. Like, if they want to have something with a bunch of eyes, they get something with a bunch of eyes.
If they want
something colorful, they get something colorful.
Yeah, they do. Yes. Yeah, they do.
Get what they want.
They get what they want. I like that. Girls, so we think you should think people should vote for this for our Mock Caldecott?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It is cute.
It's super cute.
And I would say the illustrations are very unique, right?
Yes.
Not too many books that you see look like this.
Like, not too many books at
the
a bookstore.
Sculptures.
If you saw this book at a bookstore, you probably wouldn't see another one just like that.
Exactly. And that's what kind of is cool about the Caldecott. We're looking for something new and different, right?
It's very, very unique.
It is very, very unique. Good use of the word unique. Girls, anything else you want to share about Claymates?
I just think that you should read this book.
You should read this book.
And you should vote for it.
And it's cute. And you should vote for it.
It's so cute. You should definitely vote for it.
Yes, totally agree. All right, girls. If that's all you have to share.
Wait. It should be part of the Caldecott, too.
Oh, it should win the actual thing?
Yes.
We will find out Monday.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. We find out on Monday.
For real,
we find out on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you'll find out the mock Caldecott winner on Friday, but we'll find out the real Caldecott on Monday.
Okay.
All right, girls, then we will sign off by saying...
Goodbye!
And happy reading!